go. Cheese and mushroom omelet.
I'm gonna be sick.
Okay, so it's a little runny.
No. Look, it's that creep, Louis Blanchard.
Holiday greetings, Highland people! Well, it must be Christmas, because I am looking at an angel.
I am married now, Louis. Beck!
Ooh, that's some rock! Oh, the glare!
Louis, what are you doing here during the holidays? Shouldn't you be at your electronics store, tripling the price on the VCR?
Actually, I'm here to visit my dear old Uncle Carlton. Bring him a little holiday cheer. After all, I'm his only heir.
How is Carlton feeling these days?
Well, not too good. The doctor says the slightest physical exertion could do him in. That's why I got him a very special present this year. Hey! I ordered the big one!
Hey, honey.
Hey.
Guess what?
What?
Rick Harper went skiing in Vermont. Broke his leg. Broke it in three places.
Wow, it doesn't take much to get you going.
The condo he rented on the slopes is empty. He offered it to us for free.
Oh, baby, when can we leave?
Tonight, right after my last flight.
Tonight? No, tonight's a Christmas party.
Oh, come on. We don't want to go to that thing, and this is the perfect excuse to get out of it.
Get out of it? We're throwing it.
Oh, come on, Helen. Let's face it. Christmas is around here. They're freaky.
That's because I've never been in charge. This is going to be an old-fashioned party, just like the ones my parents used to throw. Don't you remember? It was a chapel tradition. Everyone called us the Christmas house. And now that we're married, I want to be called Christmas House.
Yeah, but Helen, a friend of ours had a major skiing accident. How could we not take advantage of that?
Okay, let's compromise.
Okay, look, this is what we'll do. We'll have the party, but the minute it's over, we head up to Vermont.
Okay, but promise me you'll help me make this a special night.
Oh, Helen, of course I will. It might be kind of fun hanging out with our friends.
Listen, I can't make it to your Christmas party tonight.
All right, one down.
Oh, boy, you have to come. Ah, Faye's on a cruise, and now you. This is terrible.
Believe me, I wish I could come. But once again, I'm going to be stuck spending Christmas Eve with Mom at the home, watching her gum a turkey leg, and debating who's got cuter buns, Buddy Ebsen or Art Linkletter.
Hey, Bud. You coming to my Christmas party?
Oh, you don't want me at your party.
Of course I do.
No. You don't want me at your party. I don't do well at parties. I always say or do the wrong thing.
Oh, you're coming to my party and I won't take no for an answer.
Well, okay, if you insist.
Okay, great.
Oh, by the way, is this a solo invite or can I bring a pet?
Actually, it's just for humans, bud.
Well, that sounds like a blast.
Hey, Casey, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, what is it?
Well, I wanted to tell you this. I am going to be bringing a date to Joe and Helen's party.
That's it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, considering whatever it was that we had, I didn't want to make you feel awkward.
Awkward? Please, I mean, I'm bringing a date myself.
Really? Oh, okay, well, I can't wait to meet him.
Can't wait to meet her.
Casey, you got a date to the Christmas party? He's a lucky guy.
Oh, whoever I can dig up in the next 8 hours.
Hi, Mom. It's me. Yeah, I'm just calling to say I'll be there around 4. What do you mean you and the girls are going to a hockey game? But it's Christmas Eve. We always spend it together. But, Mommy, what am I supposed to do?
Cider is mulling, goose is cooking, yams are yamming, and Joe is leaving. Hey, where are you going?
Nowhere. Just getting our stuff ready so we can shoot right out of here the minute this party starts going south.
If this party goes south, we ain't going north.
All right, okay.
Hey, what do you have your jacket on for? I can't see your Christmas sweater. There.
Helen? Helen, please don't make me wear this.
Come on, Joe. My mother made it especially for you. My dad always wears a Christmas sweater.
But, Helen, I jingle. Men shouldn't jingle.
My dad was in two wars, and he jingles.
Yeah, but once you're into white belt and white shoes, jingling is the least of your problems.
Oh, Roy! How long have you been sitting there?
Oh, I don't know. An hour, maybe two. You know what Mommy and I'd be doing right now?
Mommy?
We'd be watching the Andy Williams Christmas special, and I'd be yelling at her, "It's television, that's why he's not answering you!"
That's a wonderful memory. I'm alone out here with Roy!
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Antonio, 7:30 on the dot. That's the kind of guest we like.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Hey, snappy sweater, Joe.
You really don't want to be doing that.
Well, Joe, Helen, this holiday season, instead of focusing on what I don't have, I'm focusing on what I do have, wonderful friends.
Hey, this is great.
Oh, Antonio, what a beautiful music box.
Yeah, well, I had it specially made in Sorrento. When you open it, it plays the first song you dance to at your wedding.
Oh, Antonio, I feel bad. I didn't get you anything.
Really? Well, that's okay, because that's not what Christmas is about, you know? The best gift I could hope for is your friendship.
Oh, hey, buddy, thanks a lot. That really means a lot to us. And don't feel that you have to hang around all night. You got someplace else to go. You just take off. What are you wearing?
It's Joe's Christmas sweater. Isn't it adorable?
Yeah. Hey. Hey, Joey. You jingle.
You really don't want to be doing that.
Hey, Erica. Hey.
Oh. Casey, I'd like you to meet Erica.
Hello.
Oh. Ah.
All right. Another guess. This party's taking off.
Merry Xmas, Island people.
Lewis. Who invited Lewis?
Oh, good. My date is here.
Lewis Blanchard? What were you thinking?
Look, I only had two criteria for my date, that he walk erect and that he be male. When I couldn't find anyone like that, I brought Lewis.
I know Brian has a date out there, but that's no reason to sink this low.
You know, I don't want to show up without a date. That would look pathetic.
Uh-oh. As opposed to now being the envy of every girl at the party?
Oh, come on. Lewis isn't that bad.
Have you got a water pick? Because I got a hunk of something in my teeth that floss won't budge.
Yeah, so... Are you having a nice time?
Oh, I'm having a great time. I am just so happy to be here. You know, all those times that you pulled up to my driving window at the bank, I was secretly hoping that you would ask me out. Mm-hmm. Hey, isn't that funny? This is the first time that we've actually spoken to each other without that thick piece of glass between us. Isn't it great finally being face to face?
God, it's wonderful.
And now an update on that storm.
Storm? What storm?
If it continues across New England at its current rate, all area airports will close within 2 hours.
Damn.
Joe, what are you doing with my goose?
Look, Helen, there is a big storm heading into New England. We got to speed things up here.
All right, let me see. Fish, potatoes, popcorn. Where's goose?
There's no goose. You don't nuke goose. You have to cook it slowly.
Oh, come on, Helen. Every good chef knows you cook goose fast. You steal in the juices, people eat it, and get on with their lives.
Nope. Don't you do it. Step away from the bird.
I say we go with the ham.
Merry Christmas, Roy. Got you a little something there.
Wow. Genuine Cuban cigar, Scarpacci. How did you get your hands on these babies?
It's no big deal. I just waited in a dinghy in international waters, and then about 3 a.m. I sent up a flare, and an unmarked fishing boat delivered them to me in a bucket of squid.
Scarpacci, I don't know what to say. This is very generous.
Well.
Really sorry I didn't get anything for you, buddy.
Unbelievable. But, hey, it's no problem, because that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about giving. Apparently, I'm the only one who got the memo.
What's going on?
Oh, there's a big, scary-looking person lurking in the bushes.
Mom?
Bud? Hey, Bud, what are you doing skulking around out there?
Working up the nerve to come in, sir.
Oh, don't be nervous. Come on in. You're amongst friends. Just enjoy yourself.
Okay. I will. Hi. I'm Bud Bronsky. Great party, don't you think? Hi!
Boy, I don't want to be around when you blow.
Doll carolers, everybody.
Silent night, holy night.
Holy cow.
Joe, could I see you in the kitchen, please?
Honey, you're busting my bells.
Well, you look like you could use some cheering up.
And I can't believe my mom still hasn't called.
Maybe she's dead.
You know, Red, I'm starting to get into the holiday spirit. Why do you say we go upstairs and introduce Donna the Blitzen?
Look, let me put this in words you can understand.
Oh, foreplay.
Oh, I love Christmas. It's such a happy time. Ho, ho, ho.
Great party, huh?
It's wonderful.
Man, we could take the paint off of birds with that breath.
Brian, did you hear what he just said to me? Well, aren't you gonna do anything? Aren't you? That's it. I am leaving.
Erica, wait!
Okay, Lewis, party's over. You can go now.
Hey! I'm not a plaything. I've got feelings. Sleep with me.
I'm out of here.
Antonio, a camcorder is a great gift, but I didn't know we were exchanging presents. I mean,
the hell do you think Christmas is about? You give, you get. I kill myself to find the perfect gifts for all of you. What do I get? Bupkis. Give me something, a keychain, a quarter.
Hey, come on. Out of here.
Getting out of here. Where's my coat?
Wait! No, Antonio, you can't go.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here, too.
Oh, no, Roy, we haven't eaten yet.
Look,
please.
I'm sorry. Mom's probably home by now. This is the time she usually gets thrown out for tossing her teeth on the ice.
Lewis, get away from me. Didn't you get the hint?
No, really. Mace has no effect on me.
Where's everybody going? Please.
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen.
Whoa! God!
Okay, I'll go load up the car.
Hold it! Right there. Back. Back! This is the Christmas house. Nobody leaves the Christmas house until I say. Okay. There's fun to be had. Come on, everybody. Let's gather around the tree. Now! Joe, I want you to read us all a story.
Okay.
Read it!
Okay. It was a cold night in Bethlehem. Having heard the tale of the blessed birth, the three wise men said,
"My wallet's missing."
What?
It was in my coat upstairs in the bedroom. Now it is gone.
Oh, mine's gone too.
All my money is missing.
Oh!
Oh, don't look at me, springtime. I've been ripped off too.
God, Helen, somebody stole our traveler's checks, too.
Well, we've all been ripped off.
Who could have done it?
Well, it's got to be somebody here.
Look, it's not easy for me to say this, but I think you all have the right to know. He did it!
What the hell are you talking about, you little homunculus?
Ouch! That hurt worse than a big screen return. But that doesn't change the fact that you've been in a big hurry to leave all night. And I saw you go into the bedroom and close the door. Explain that.
Well, I did go into the bedroom, but,
Hello, police? Yes, there is a very loud party going on at 627 Cherry Street. Could you please get over there right away and break it up? I'm trying to sleep. Thank you. Oh, and, by the way, are they requiring snow chains on Route I-89?
You call the cops on our Christmas party?
What a low-life creep. Have you ever thought of going into sales?
All right, look, I was in the bedroom, but I was not the only one in there tonight, Roy.
All right. I went into the bedroom, but I had a good reason.
Would you please page Mrs. Eleanor Bluto Biggins? I know there is a hockey game going on. Of course it's an emergency. Just tell her little boy needs her.
Oh, how horrible to be away from your mother on the holidays.
Well, that's powerful. You know, come to think of it, as I was leaving that bedroom, somebody else walked in.
Oh, it's good that we're seeing other people.
Yeah, and we can still be friends even though we're no longer involved.
Yeah, this is stuck.
Rip it off!
Oh. Erica, I'm really sorry.
How could you do this?
Okay, now we're even.
Well, I think it's obvious who the real thief is. Lois.
Okay. Okay, I admit it. I was in the bedroom, but it was all perfectly innocent.
Well, it's good that we're seeing other people.
Yeah, you know? And we can still be friends even though we're no longer involved.
Yeah, this is stuck.
Rip it off! Oh. Oh, you feel so dirty.
You feel dirty? When was the last time you people cleaned out your closet?
Wait a minute. I know who did this. I heard you in that room. What were you doing in there?
You are a likable guy. You are a handsome man. You are the life of the party.
Bud!
Bye! Bye! Bye!
All right, hold it. This is crazy. You can't just sit around all night accusing our friends. Antonio, you're quiet. Real quiet.
I've been sitting here mentally composing my thank you notes.
All right, okay, look. We all know that you're angry because you didn't get any presents. And if you did this, we'll all understand, won't we?
Oh, get him!
Come on, let's...
Jason!
Stop it! You guys out of your minds? Goodness. Merry Christmas, officer.
Sorry to bother you, ma'am, but we've recently had a string of burglaries in the area and was wondering if any of these belong to you.
Oh,
my wallet! There it is. It's my wallet.
You found our wallets. Where were they?
Well, it was a scam. Apparently, the criminals dressed up as carolers, and while they're singing, one of them shimmies up the side of the house and breaks into the bedroom.
Oh.
By the way, I've also had a complaint about the noise, so please, let's keep it down, huh?
Well, thank you, officer. We will.
Whoa!
Well, hope everybody's ashamed. I mean, here it is, Christmas. You're sitting around accusing each other of stealing. That's not how friends treat friends.
Colin's right.
Sorry.
Let's start over. Why don't you all sit down, relax, enjoy yourselves, and I'm going to make sure that you get the Christmas dinner that you deserve. I'm going to go get the goose.
It's so unfair that those little shorts are called Daisy Dukes and not Chrissy Snows. Chrissy Snow. It's catchy and she looked just as good. So keep an eye out for some Chrissy Snows on Three's Company next.